have a really bad headache, and they've been happening a lot. I really don't feel like being here. The lights really hurt my eyes. And I'm pretty nauseous. That's Vanessa Smith. I know her very well. I have to know her inside and out to be prepared for any question that a doctor may ask me in my doctor's appointment. So from the time she goes to bed to what she eats for breakfast to how the health of her family is to the number of sexual partners she's had and her preferred forms of birth control. I know about what time she drives her kids to school. I know everything about her. She is from Glen Burnie. She's unemployed, married with 3 kids. And so as a standardized patient, part of what I do is train to embody a character, and through experiential role-playing exercises with med students, it's a safe environment for them to practice diagnosing skills, interpersonal skills, and basic exam skills. They have to ask certain open-ended questions for me to disclose information about myself. So it's sort of like medical striptease in that way. So this can be challenging. I'm also new at this, and so I'm new, and a lot of the med students that I've been working with are also brand new. So there are many layers going on in the encounter. After I see the med students afterwards, there's a feedback session where I report to them based on how I felt in the session as the character, if I felt that they were able to emotionally attune to me. So what the intention of the program is to help create more emotionally responsive, communicative doctors. So that's a little bit about what it is. I didn't know that going into it. I kind of thought it was funny. So I had 2 points of reference that got me interested in it. One was from Seinfeld, where Kramer plays, they do it like the characters, they did like standardized patient charades. So Kramer had to like act out gonorrhea. And his friend acted out meningitis, and he wanted to trade with him. He wanted meningitis. So I had that. And then my friend did it, and she told me the story. I don't know if she was embellishing or not, but where she got to play an 18-year-old girl who was really shy and had to ask for birth control for the first time, and it was during her pelvic exam. But she did the appointment next to a plastic vagina. And so when the exam was going on, she had to say things like, "Oh, your hands are cold," and "Ow," and respond as if it was happening to her. And I thought that sounded so funny. And in my head, I was like, this is the perfect job for me. And I found it funny. A lot of my family is in the medical profession, and I found the one job in a hospital that's still theater I thought was funny. So anyway, I'll take you into the world of what it's like to be Vanessa in the session. In this encounter, I'm going to be seeing 3 different med students. One comes in, I do the session, the doctor's appointment. They leave, I have a few minutes to write down feedback. Next student comes in, same thing. So they all start out the same. You know, I have a really bad headache. They've been happening a lot. I don't make a lot of eye contact. Vanessa is what they would call a non-accommodating patient. She's withdrawn in her mood. She's not going to give a lot of answers. This is hard for me especially because I'm very polite. And so normally I want to, even through a migraine, which I do get, I would still help the doctor like, "Oh, I'm fine. I'll still, you know, answer all their questions." But not her. I have to stay down like this. And the first student number 1, is incredibly nervous and rigidly sticks to her checklist, which she's not supposed to do, because she basically just runs down the list and treats me like a symptom, and she's just asking these very closed-ended questions, and she's making me nervous, and she's making Vanessa nervous, because she doesn't Vanessa doesn't feel like dealing with this nervous doctor. She's really in pain, and there's more going on than just this migraine, which I'll get to. So she does offer to turn down the lights, which she does get a point for. I note that, because they're supposed to do that. So there's these layers of rigidity. She's just sticking to that checklist. She's not asking open-ended questions. She's having a very hard time connecting to me emotionally, so I'm not going to give anything emotional back. She goes, student number two comes in, and again, I do the same spiel. And then I look up, and I'm like, oh, no, because he's hot. He's totally hot. And this always happens. Every single time I do this, there's all these hot med students, and I'm always playing a character very unlike myself. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm like this married woman with three kids and lives in Glen Burnie, was unemployed, and I want my resume to, like, fall out of my purse just on my way out or something. So I'm down here, and I have this headache, and he does start to ask questions, and he asks me, how's your home life? And I want to go, like, oh, my apartment's really cute. I live by myself. But I can't do that. And so I pull in and I say, home's just been really stressful lately. But he doesn't probe. And so the session continues, and that's really all he kind of gets to. And then he says, how are you going to manage the stress? And I really don't want to, it's hard for me to even get the words out of my mouth, but I go, the kids and I will pull through. So that's him. He leaves. Student number three comes in, and she's incredibly natural. She seems like she's gifted in that way where she can just kind of match my feeling tone, and she was quiet and patient, and she asked open-ended questions. She was comfortable with how withdrawn I was and how nervous that I was and sick, and she didn't... She actually put her checklist away and her pen away and just was like, kind of, what's going on here? And so, again, Vanessa and I are feeling like, wow, I want to look at her. So I give her a little bit more. I give her some eye contact, and I start to open up a little bit more. She asks me specifically, like, what is your stress at home? What do you think is behind these migraines? And I then reveal the backstory, which is that Vanessa earlier that year had been in a car accident and with the whole family, and that the husband had been an alcoholic, and he had been drinking the night of that car accident, and this whole multi-layered story she gets to hear. So her reward for being so attuned to me is this dreadful story. I wish I could, like, I want to, in the session, peek out and be like, you're doing such a good job. But I can't. It's a bit of a mystery what they know about me. I don't know if they know I'm acting or not. I have no idea, actually. It's kept a little mysterious. So they might believe that I'm someone coming in who's volunteered to have a doctor's appointment with med students. So she gets the whole story. It's strange how I put on these roles for these learning situations from the med students. But the emotions in the room are very real. The anxiety is real. The attraction is real. The emotional attunement is real. And so I never know who I'm going to get to be. It's always a surprise to see what the next character is going to be. And next, some of them are heavier than others. Next, I get to play Jamie, who's not been feeling well ever since her trip to the petting zoo. So, thank you.